This is HPR episode 2257 entitled, What OS, and is part of the series, Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humack at Tony H1212, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a short show about the Linux distro What OS.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Anchor Public Radio. This is Tony Hughes speaking from Blackpool in the UK. This is my first recording of the new year, 2017. I was going to do it a few weeks ago, but then fate landed me in hospital after a stroke, so I've only just got round to doing this. Just before that happened, I was playing around with an old Acer One Aspire netbook. The very early one that only came with an 8GB SSD, and I was having a look at it. It was still working, although the battery's knackered, but it's still functioning PC. Little 9-inch screen. It's quite nice actually. I'd upgraded it to 1.5GB of RAM, and it's got an Atom 1.6 processor. It will only take 32-bit operating systems, even though the processor dual is hyper-threading and shows up as two cores in Linux. It's still only a 32-bit processor. So I was hunting around for a 32-bit operating system that would deploy in 8GB, and I came up with What OS. That's WATTOS. They do a 32 and a 64GB operating system, which is based on Ubuntu Core, very minimal, with an LXDE desktop environment. I'd had a hunt around, and all the other distros needed a minimum of 10GB hard drive space, but this one was saying it could get away with quite a bit less. So I decided to give it a go, and I installed it on the netbook, and it worked. Gave a very clean install, very minimal install. There's very little software available after install, but it's only a sudo apt-getaway or using Synaptic Package Manager to add other software from the repositories. Full access to the repos, so you could, if you want to, and you're that way inclined with a little netbook, you can install LibreOffice and all the other software. But if you just want something that will get you online as a little travelling machine for accessing the internet and your emails and stuff, What OS fills the bill and can bring an old little netbook back to life. So I highly recommend it. Like I say, before installing What OS, I had a bit of a brick because I couldn't find an operating system that would work on the Acer Aspire 1. But now I've got a little netbook that's working and is currently at the Makerspace in Blackpool awaiting some use. So if you're wanting to have a go at installing or reinstalling an old netbook so that you can't find any other operating system to install on it because it's got too small a hard drive, or you want something that's really ultra lightweight, give WatOS a go, because it really is a superb little operating system. Well, that's all from here in Blackpool. Hopefully I'll get round to recording something else soon, and happy listening. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.